Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for May 17th, 2021. The shocking news out of India persists. Not only have bodies been found floating in the Ganges River, more have been found buried in shallow sand graves along its banks. Police with portable loudspeakers are asking people not to dispose of bodies this way. The good news, after hitting record highs for weeks, new cases are said to be stabilizing. A study out of India shows only 0.06% of people who've been vaccinated for COVID need hospitalization afterwards. The study was done to evaluate the frequency of breakthrough infection. The conclusion was such occurrences are a small percentage and those are typically minor infections that don't lead to severe disease. The arguing and confusion around the CDC's change in masking policies continues, but 18 states have announced plans to drop public mask mandates either immediately or in weeks. Others, like California, New York, and New Jersey, are taking a wait-and-see approach. What the CDC released are just guidelines, which leaves a patchwork of governors, mayors, and heads of corporations trying to figure out what to do. Also scrambling and trying to figure out what to do, schools. Children are being tested in some cities like Baltimore, New York, and Chicago. In other places, school districts are reluctant to even check students showing symptoms. One positive test could mean quarantines and back to virtual learning. It doesn't help that health officials seem all over the board about the need to test and the different approaches to testing for students and staff. Now, as a public service, we're going to teach you how to hug. The BBC compiled the experts' opinions on how to return to doing so safely. 1. Be selective, trying to stick to small numbers of close family. 2. Make it quick. 3. No face-to-face contact. You may even want to mask up for your hug. 4. Hug outside. And 5. Get tested to make sure you're safe to hug. In the United States, cases were down 33%, deaths are down 13%, and hospitalizations are down 17% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since April 14th. There are now under 6 million active cases in the United States at 5,979,784. The current top five states by number of active cases, California, Virginia, New York, Maryland, and Kentucky. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Armstrong, Texas, Chattahoochee, Georgia, Conejos, Colorado, Adams, Mississippi, Calhoun, West Virginia, Ketchikan, Gateway Borough, Alaska, Luce, Michigan, Alamosa, Colorado, Baraga, Michigan, and Gilmer, West Virginia. The five states with the highest risk levels and most daily new cases per capita over 7 days are Rhode Island, Colorado, Michigan, Alabama, and Maine. There have been 585,967 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related, with a current national fatality rate of 1.79%. The states with the most new deaths reported as COVID-related, Pennsylvania, 67, New York, 35, California, 33, Illinois, 25, Florida, 20, South Carolina, 15, Virginia and Minnesota, 10, and New Jersey and Indiana, 9. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's had at least one dose, Vermont at 64.1%, Massachusetts at 61.9%, and Hawaii at 60.9%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Mississippi at 32.5%, Louisiana at 34%, and Alabama at 34.6%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 36.7%. Globally, cases were down 22% and deaths down 11% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since April 23rd. There are now 18,161,470 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: India, 281,860, Brazil, 36,862, the United States, 17,834, Argentina, 16,350, and Colombia, 15,093. There have now been 3,374,748 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.